listed as questionable, Brandon Marshall and TJ, and then everybody else will be listed as probable. So that would include Todd Davis, Brock, Peyton, Omar, Owen, CJ, DT, Emmanuel, Darian, Lorente, and Vance. And y'all probably asked me about the B. Marshy practice today. Looked pretty good, so I think we got a shot. You know, he's come a long way, so we'll see where we're at.
How did Peyton make it through the whole week?
He's good. Yeah, he practiced good and, you know, took not only some reps for us offensively, but took, you know, most of the scout team for us. So I think it was a good week, and, you know, we moved forward with this weekend.
With Omar being probable, is that – mean that you saw
yeah. What you want to see him? Well, he's practiced good. You know, the problem we have right now is a nice problem. I think we got everybody practice, you know. So we got here lately, we've been fighting to have 46 guys up, and right now we're going to have to make some decision on a couple of guys to go down, you know, because we're, you know, getting pretty healthy here. So, but he's had a good week, and I think he's ready to go.
Gary, you feel good about the way you handled that short week with the, you know?
You do what you think is best, you know. I think we got a tough task on our hand this weekend. We got a really fresh team we're playing. Last game of the year, you know, anything goes type of deal. I think we all understand that. But we have rallied back, you know. Yesterday we were a little slow early. I think I said that to y'all. But we practiced good at the end yesterday. We had a lot of energy today.
Brandon Marshall got the Darren Williams.
Yeah, that's, you know, I knew Darren. I was my last year here, he was a rookie, so I knew him, and a very talented young man. And, you know, for Brandon, well, for all I can say is, I mean, Brandon's a hell of a football player, but he is a great kid, too. And, you know, but I think we got a lot of guys do a great job with y'all, you know. And were y'all the ones that voted for him?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, yeah, that's pretty special. That says something. You guys are a tough group. So. But no, he's a really good kid. He's a leader on this team, and he's become more and more of a leader every week. So we're really proud of him.
When you go about the week like this week, like was mentioned to you, do you talk to some players about getting a feel on kind of how you want to lay out the week, how they're doing, and how the team is?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a pretty good feel what they're coming off of and how they're feeling. I deal with Greek a lot. Greek's got a great pulse on the players and where they're at physically. And, you know, if anything, sometimes I'm more apt to go that way, and they may say, no, let's go a little bit today. We need to move. But they've been pretty good responding through situations this year and handling weeks like this, you know, finding a way to get themselves ready to play.
TJ, would you guys keep him on like a snap count again this game? Or?
Well, he went 30. I think he went 30 to 35 plays last week. I would say TJ has practiced like he's ready to go, you know. So, but we'll see. You know, it's the good news is I think a week from now or 2 weeks from now he is going to be pretty close to 100%. So, but he's making strides.
How did Cody bounce back from being sick?
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. So, yeah, we got decisions to make there. We've been suiting five guys, so we got a decision to make there. Okay, y'all have a good day.